You're listening to SBS News.
The Prime Minister was out inspecting warships at the docks in Scotland this morning, but his war of words with French President Emmanuel Macron is yet to ease.
Those slurs, I'm not going to cop sledging at Australia. I'm not going to cop that on behalf of other Australians. I can deal with whatever people throw at me, but Australia has a proud record when it comes to our defence capability.
This was the moment the diplomatic pressure dialed up dramatically at the G20 in Rome on Monday after reporters questioned President Macron in a corridor following his address.
You have to be cool and you have to behave in line and consistently with this value.
Do you think he lied to you?
I don't think. I know.
The president also stressed he doesn't have an issue with Australians.
I have a lot of respect for your country. I have a lot of respect and a lot of friendship for your people.
In Australia, opposition leader Anthony Albanese has accused the Prime Minister of deflection.
Pretending also that personal criticism of him is criticism of Australia is using our nation as a human shield.
The Glasgow leg of the Prime Minister's trip has now been dominated by headlines of the stoush between the two leaders. But Scott Morrison maintains there was no lie.
And it's no secret, I'm sure, in Australia that this was a project that had few friends. And that is a point that we had made to Naval and particularly to the French government.
But the G7 discussions in June with President Biden and Prime Minister Johnson were kept secret before Scott Morrison says he flew to Paris to dine with President Macron, where he voiced his concerns.
At that point, I made it very clear that a conventional diesel-powered submarine was not going to meet Australia's strategic requirements.
The Prime Minister argues the final decision was only made in the days before the AUKUS announcement, and by then President Macron wasn't taking his calls. A new report has emerged suggesting President Macron was aware the deal could be at risk, throwing in doubt the claim the French government was blindsided. It includes a leaked text message claimed to be from the President reading, "Should I expect good or bad news for our joint submarine ambitions?" When asked directly, the Prime Minister didn't deny the source of the leak. It raised criticism from opposition leader Anthony Albanese.
And the attempted damage control by selectively leaking private text messages is quite an extraordinary step for an Australian Prime Minister to take.
With the Prime Minister's European trip now in its last leg, it's obvious the opportunity to meet face-to-face with President Macron has not helped. With this diplomatic rift between key allies, there's also a growing personal aspect.
Yeah, I've written to him personally, by hand, and sought to move the issue forward. I understand that he's very personally upset, and he's made some personal remarks. I don't intend to do the same.
The two leaders remain at loggerheads, both with elections looming. In Glasgow, Pablo Viñales, SBS News.